It's a better connection.
No, go ahead. I've got it. You there? Hello?
Rob, I think State College just hung up to call back in. So just think.
Okay.
Just wait a second. I'll be back on. So you were in Pennsylvania yesterday?
Yeah, I was. Yep. Anyway.
All right, we're back in.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's get rolling here.
We were just discussing, how the process of how we've been kind of doing things.
Somebody put us on. Somebody put on hold. Tammy.
Sorry about that. We were just discussing the folders and, some of the stuff that's in them.
Go ahead. And were there questions or concerns or...
We were talking about the client folders and kind of had some questions there. So we were trying to keep them, very minimal for the client folders, but wanted to get your perspective on that, like a brochure and then not very much else in those, but
the
plan, yeah. But other than that, what else should be in those?
They should have, it should look very similar to yours. It should be virtually identical, except instead in the front of having information about the client, you have information about you guys so that they can, quickly access, where your phone number and your location, et cetera. But when it comes to like introductions given and received, that's an important piece to be in there. You want to have it in yours and you want to have it in theirs. Because eventually what we'd like to see is each client become a center of influence. Each client become committed to helping grow your practice as well as to enhance the relationship. So that's important. The enthusiastically endorsed list is important because they want, you want to have a list of the people that they value and they want to have it too, because they're not going to have that probably any other place. They may have it in their phone, but it's kind of all over the place, and they have to remember it. But if they have it all written out there, it's readily available. You want to have a place for the agenda. The agenda is very important. Put that in the back, and then a place for notes. So that there alone is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages, and you should have 6 slots in your folder. Okay?
Yep.
So on the enthusiastically endorsed page, that's the list that's in the book of each service. There's only one person for each of those?
For them, yeah. For you guys, you're going to have probably 3 for each. The way we think of it is this way. You have a CPA that somebody's turning pages. It's causing some background noise. Okay, so for example, you're going to have, I like to think of it as a baseball team. You have 3 CPAs. One is at bat. One is on deck, and one is in the dugout. So the first one you're going to see regularly every month, at least call them every month. The other one would be quarterly on deck, and the third one would be in the bullpen, would be twice a year. But you see them four times a year and twice a year. So you're building those relationships. And when you refer somebody, your firm requires that you give three introductions. So you got to have three of everything. But your enthusiastically endorsed list is for each client that you have. You have just one answer, okay? For example, you know, you ask your client, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? And they go, you know, yes, he's terrific. You know, you have his name, you have his phone number. And then when you get several of those, that becomes somebody that's potentially a prospect for you. Okay, we're back at the paper thing. Okay, there we go. That's better. So do you see that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So at what point do you introduce the enthusiastically enforced or ask that part? Because, you know, it seems like getting the client on board with the process, and then do you introduce this right away, or is this kind of later?
No, I'd introduce it right away. And just do one a month. Okay, some people want to get it going, and so they do two a month. So they really get rolling. But just for your purposes, put it on the agenda for this month. We're going to ask everybody about CPAs. We want to know who everybody's CPA is and their phone number and whether they're enthusiastically endorsed, not, or neutral. Just think about it, right? If you ask 100 people that, 10 to 15% are going to say, I'm interested in a new one. I've outgrown my CPA. That's an opportunity. So the most important thing you can ever give to somebody is time. Since most of the time we can't give them time, the second most important thing is money. And by handing them an introduction, handing a CPA an introduction is handing them money. So very valuable. So this becomes something you ask, not just your own clients, but you can ask anybody that question, right? So when we're looking for introductions, we can ask anybody that question. Other questions?
I don't know that we have other questions. I mean, we're on chapter 7, so you know what should we be doing in order to complete chapter 7?
Okay. Hang on 1 second. I've got somebody interrupting me. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. Besides the enthusiastically endorsed comment, the bank of trust is the other key element of Chapter 7. Hello?
We're here.
Okay. Do you understand the concept of the bank of trust?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, good. I mean, it's fairly simple, but it's a very important concept. You trust is built when you do what you say you're going to do over time, and you break that trust when you violate that. So I always ask people, are you trustworthy? And they said, of course. and they say, I say, do you ever break their trust? And they say, no. I said, when was the last time you were late? Even a couple minutes late. And they said, well, you know, today. And I said, well, you had an agreement to be there at a time and a place, and you were not there. So that's a minor break in trust. Even a minor break, you know, as a possibility of irritating people and adding or debiting from the bank of trust. So one of the things you want to do is to think to yourself, okay, are we doing everything? And Supernova is fabulous for this because you're setting yourself up to have many, many deposits in the bank of trust. As you're saying, I'm going to call you 12 times, have 4 reviews, 2 of them in person. Now, when I do that, I've got huge deposits because nobody else is willing to do that. And then you say, I'm going to do 1 hour. We're going to have rapid response to your problems. 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. Nobody's willing to say that because they know they may not always execute on it perfectly. But you're willing to say it because you know that you can 90% of the time. And when you don't, what do? You call, right? My wife always tells me, if you're going to be late, call. So that's your answer. If a problem's going to take more than 24 hours, you call and say it's going to take more than 24 hours. Do you understand? They say yes. And then you call when it's done. Much, much better than them having a problem, not knowing how long it's going to take, never hearing from you, and only knowing when it's solved, when they look on their statement or something. So that's what Supernova separates you from others and will be of real value to you because people will value that and tell other people about it. They call me every month. It's amazing. Okay, so that's the...
You put in here in the bank of trust, doing what you say you will, have a system in place to make sure you will do what you say you will.
Yep.
You do what you say you would do. What do you mean by that? Have a system in place? What? You know, could you know, go in depth on that?
This is really important. When we set up the 5-star model with different roles and responsibilities on the team. That's critical to your success. So who's in charge of the calendar? Okay, that's the person that runs the calendar integrity. So the director of brand management is in charge of the calendar for the whole team, not just for each call for the 12-4-2s, but for each meeting that the team holds. And as long as that person takes that responsibility seriously, and the leader takes that role seriously, then the whole team will do really well. But if you ignore meetings or people don't show up for meetings, you have a meeting on marketing. You have a meeting on... At the end of the week, we call it the scoreboard on how every one of the directors is doing. Those two meetings are as important as anything you do all week. So along with the calendar of appointments, you also have your calendar of marketing appointments. So when you set up an appointment for to meet with a center of influence, or to have your mastermind meet, or to have your meeting with your, you know, your community for Cancer Society. You're on the board for your local community. That's an appointment. Those are all on the calendar. They're important. And everybody takes them seriously. So that's what I mean by the calendar integrity or the commitment to the bank of trust for the team.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
And the biggest difference in what we teach now and what we used to teach is how important that role is. It's almost like, I mean, I always thought it was really important, but today I think it's even more important. The concept of that person being the practice manager or the business manager for the team is really elevated, that job of a director of brand management, because this calendar is so important. If you don't do the acquisition part, you won't grow. So, I mean, your whole future is dependent on that calendar. And so, therefore, I put great responsibility into the hands of that person. Okay? I mean, that's why we do 12. I mean, we do 12-4-2 well because the FAs aren't responsible for setting up their appointments. They turn it over to the CA, and the CA is the one that does it. And that's the key. That's why it works. Because if it was up to us as FAs, we would not always call. We'd procrastinate. So that's the brilliance of the calendar.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
How are you doing on other parts of Supernova? Anything going on with acquisition?
Well, we've all been developing our prospecting list. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, centers of influence, niches,
yep.
That kind of thing. Yeah, make that as robust as your building of the folders for the clients and things like that. Make sure you're focusing on that because that's your future. Your clients are kind of your past, and your prospects are your future. And so we want to put, you know, at least a third of our time into that.
Okay.
That's the key to building our future. And we don't always talk about it every chapter, but it should be. I've made the analogy of the three swimmers swimming down the pool at the same time. Segmentation, organization, and acquisition. So you want to be working on, you know, cleaning up your segmentation, organizing, calling clients, setting up your folders, and then building your acquisition strategies, your centers of influence, your niches, beginning to build your prospecting pipeline, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
Good, good. So you feel like you're on track?
We're trying. We're trying to catch up, basically. Yeah, I think we're trying to do the necessary things to, you know, to get us there. Yes.
Good, good, good. As long as you're doing it and you understand its value, it doesn't really, you know, if you take a little longer, that's fine. We want to do it right. And we want to do it consistently, and we want to do it with purpose. And you'll see the results. So you're getting some results from these calls that you're making to your existing clients?
I think I am. Yes.
Okay, good, good. Gathering any money?
We've been gathering new assets through the planning process.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I know how committed the firm is to the planning process and to helping you guys. So I think it's great. It's a great time for you guys. I think they're very very focused right now on growing assets and
net acquired assets.
Net NAA, right? That's all I heard
NAA,
yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. Well, any final questions or
anybody have
else?
Nope.
Nope. We're good.
Okay. Terrific. Well, nice going. Thanks. Congratulations, and talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.